this is a Huawei.
Yes, and not just a Huawei. It's a Huawei that is legally and officially sold in the U.S. by Huawei with a website, with a guarantee, a warranty. And I think they have, like, technical support you can call 24/7 even.
Well, which is, if anyone here has bought a Huawei, which some of them are actually very nice phones, they're bought in another country because right. they don't sell them in the United States. So this is actually a U.S. version.
Yeah, and it's unlocked, so that's the big difference. It's not a carrier-branded phone. Like, we've had a lot of Huawei phones that are supported by the carriers, right? Like, you buy it from the carrier, you get your warranty and your support from the carriers. But this one is an unlocked, it's a mid-range phone.
This is the Huawei P8 Lite.
So the P8 Lite is based on the P8, which is a flagship phone from Huawei, which is unfortunately not sold in the U.S. And it's a bigger phone, the P8, than this. This is a 5-inch display. I think the P8 might be a 5.2 or 5.5, and the P8 is metal. And in the same way as you have like the Samsung Galaxy S4 and then the S4. Mini, right? So this is kind of a slightly miniaturized version of the P8.
Slightly less expensive,
and also, like, spec-wise miniaturized. Okay. So a little lesser. So let's talk specs a little bit. It looks really cool, as you can see. It's a beautiful... It looks pretty nice if you just look at it. And then if you pick it up, you really quickly realize it's all plastic, but really well-done plastic. So a little disappointed compared to, like, say, the original PA, which
like
is all metal,
aluminum.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be nice. Now, you know, before we talk about, we get too carried away, is this $250 unlocked? So, you know, set your expectations right there. I don't really want to knock them for using plastics at $250 unlocked, because the whole package is really quite nice. So, specs, 5-inch display. It's only a 720p display.
Right. I noticed, it's not as sharp as some of the screens I've
but
seen.
But it is IPS. By the way, I'm running the Google Now launcher here, not the Huawei launcher. But as you can see, so the Huawei launcher doesn't actually have an app tray, very similar to a lot of Chinese phones. The apps just live on your home screens and you get a
How
bunch
did
of
you get
screen.
The vanilla Google launcher? Can you turn it off or do you have to?
You can turn it off.
Oh,
like,
okay. Nice.
I installed it. It's big. Remember, this phone is sold with Play Store support right out of the box. So I just went in the Play Store and installed it. In fact, I'm going to go right now and change it to the default launcher so you can have a look at what it looks
so
like.
So it's not one of these annoying skins that demands you use the skin.
No, not at all. If I go into the apps here, I can actually change which are the default apps. I just have to find my way through the menus.
Lots of menus. It's an Android
you know
phone.
How it goes.
Lots of menus.
So in terms of specs inside, you'll find a Snapdragon 615.
Okay.
So that is a mid-range.
Dual core.
It's quad core. Yeah, quad core. And so here, default app settings. As you can see, here are the default apps. And the launcher at the top here, I can change to Huawei Home. And if I hit the home button at this point, I'm in the Huawei launcher. And that's what it looks like. So you can have a look. This is the default experience from Huawei. And here are all my apps.
That's not
right,
bad.
Right there.
That's
There's
not,
no app tree anymore, yeah. right? It just, as you can see. So that's basically how this works. And I'll change it back to
What
to
kind
the
of bands are we talking about here?
So this is what's interesting about this phone. It comes with all the bands you would need in the US for both HSP plus LTE and, of course, Edge, basic GSM. But it's a dual SIM phone with dual LTE support. And it has two SIM slots, if you look carefully, right here on the Edge, 1 and 2. This top one here is a dual-purpose slot. It has a micro SD card slot on it.
Okay.
So you can either use one SIM and a micro SD, or you can do two SIMs. And the second SIM, so this SIM on the micro SD card slot is actually a nano SIM, whereas the main SIM is a micro SIM.
Right.
But you could run this with T-Mo and AT&T simultaneously and have two numbers and pick which of the two SIMs do your data
nice.
And which of your two SIMs do the calls and texts.
You know, the funny thing is I see that feature a lot, that dual SIM feature, but only in the less expensive phones. The flagship phones almost never have that.
Right. So since we're on the Edge here, if you want to zoom in again, you can see there's a volume rocker here and a power lock key. That power lock key actually looks really nice. It kind of looks like it's a brushed
That is plastic.
Spun.
That's not an aluminum band.
This
right?
is actually, might be an aluminum. The key might be aluminum. I'm pretty sure the volume rocker is plastic. Mm. And the entire rim, the band is all plastic.
Okay.
And that's what I was saying. Like the original P8 is metal there. You've got a 5-megapixel front-facing camera to complement this 5-inch display. As I said, the 5-inch display is 720p, but it's IPS. It could potentially be a little brighter in direct sunlight. I was in Israel recently, and it was struggling a bit in direct sunlight. But it worked great with SIMs from Israel because it's completely unlocked. In the back, you have a 13-megapixel camera. It is autofocus, does not have OIS. But here's cool. What's cool about it? It's f over 2.0. So it has a pretty fast f-stop. Yeah, so it does pretty decent in low light. It does okay. And it comes with a refocus feature. So you can focus after the
fact.
Yeah.
That's
it's
very
not as
cool.
good as the one on the Honor 6 Plus that I reviewed right. when Leo was still hosting the show a while back. That one uses two cameras to actually create a full, like, variable aperture.
Yeah, this is a software trick.
It's a software trick. Dual LED flash, as you can see, and this does not have a removable back cover. So the only way you can get in is through the SIM slot and a micro SD slot here.
How about sound quality reception? Were you having any issues?
All of it, no problem. Sounds are clear. The music playback is, you know, pretty much what you'd expect from a mono speaker firing from the bottom. You can see there's a micro USB charge and data port. On top, you have obviously a headphone jack. You can see how thin this phone is here. I don't know if... the headphone jack gives you a sense of scale here.
Right. It's just
a pretty
barely bigger
it's like
than the headphone jack.
6.5, 7 millimeters. It's about the same as an iPhone.
I have to ask you this because it is a less expensive phone, and as you said, you know, it's been downplated to plastic instead of aluminum. People are going to ask, is it solid? Does it feel
it
sturdy?
It feels really nice. So that's the thing, is that they've maintained the look and feel of the original P8, but they've actually downgraded the material. So okay. if you start looking close up, actually, I really had to figure out if this was plastic or not. The best way to do it was to leave it in front of the air conditioning duct in my car and then touch it. And I felt that it wasn't getting quite as cold as I expected.
Right.
But that's how well it's done. Like, it's done well enough that you don't know. 2 gigs of RAM, 16 gigs of built-in storage. Remember, you have micro SD for expansion. Snapdragon 615, which is a pretty snappy mid-range processor, capable of running Android at 64-bit, which is great. This, by the way, unfortunately does not run Lollipop. So it comes out of the box with Android 4.4, and that's one of the things that I wish that Huawei would do better. Most of their phones right now are not running Lollipop out of the box.
Right. Did they build NFC into this thing?
No. So there's another thing. Thanks for bringing that up, because that's actually one of the things that I wish it had that is lacking. I mean, it's not something you use really for more than just pairing Bluetooth devices these days. Who actually uses Google Wallet to pay for stuff?
I've used it once, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it's not, like, going to be a make-it-or-break-it feature, I think, for most people to not have NFC, but it does not have NFC. But the camera's great, the display's great, performance is good, and the price is really reasonable. The only thing that kind of makes it a bit of a, think twice is you can probably buy a OnePlus One. We all know the OnePlus Two is coming.
Yes.
But you can probably buy a OnePlus One right now for $250, $300. And at that price point, really, frankly, the OnePlus One is going to be a better deal. It's also going to be a bigger phone.
Yeah, it's a bigger phone. It does have things like NFC.
So, it's obviously a flagship phone. It's got Snapdragon, 801 or whatever. A different beast. But what I'm trying to say is that if you're looking at this purely from a cost point of view, you can probably use Moto G is another good alternative. You have a bunch of choices in the $250 range. But I think that in absolute value, it's a good value.
All right, let's break it down. Give me your top three cons and your top three pros.
So top three cons, no NFC, plastic, completely plastic build, even though it's really well made. And the third one, again, the price, arguably, there's going to be some other choices in that price range. The pros is great display, great camera, and more importantly, an unlocked phone with full support from the manufacturer in the U.S.
for $250.
And dual SIM. So if you want to go crazy and have your work SIM and your personal SIM in there, you can do that.
Miriam, moment of truth.
It's a buy to me because, we need more unlocked devices from manufacturers that are other than the main manufacturers, right? Actually, most of the main manufacturers actually don't sell their devices unlocked unless you get Google Play editions and stuff. So unlocked device gets my buy every time. And this one is a pretty decent mid-ranger. I would actually rock this phone and use it every day.
There you have it. That's the word. It's a buy for the Huawei P8 Lite. It may not be their flagship, but it's pretty dang close. And at $250, it's not bad for a dual SIM unlocked phone. Of course, you can find Miriam all over the TWiT TV network.
That's right.
You'll find her on All About Android to guest quite a bit. She'll be here Basically, either every week or every other week I'm before you
buy. I haven't talked to Jason yet, but I'm hoping to be here right after the OnePlus 2 launches because I will be at the launch event.
Oh, okay.
So,
will you have some eye candy for
us? I will have... I don't think we're going to get devices to take home.
Of course not.
But I will have photos and videos, and I will have played with it, so I'll have an idea what's going on. So stay tuned for that.